Support for the All Sides with Ann Fisher podcast comes from Wolf's Ridge Brewing, a family-owned downtown Columbus restaurant, taproom, and brewery, showcasing seasonal menus and more than 20 Wolf's Ridge beers on draft. Learn more at wolfsridgebrewing.com.
Welcome to All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City with Ann Fisher. Joining me, as always, WOSU food and restaurant blogger Steve Stover. Welcome.
Good morning.
And his fellow WOSU food and restaurant blogger, Rich Terapak Sr. Welcome.
Good morning, Ann. Thank you.
I was going to say, holy fruitcake.
Holy fruitcake. Today we're talking about holiday dining, holiday food-related gifts, and holiday cooking tips. We're going to start with holiday dining. And later on today, you'll find related recipes for our holiday cooking tips at WOSU.org/chefs. So check that out later today. All right. So first, I wanted to ask you guys, first of all, what makes a great holiday dining venue? What do you think of when you think of that?
You know, it's kind of a sad thought. I thought the Worthington Inn's dining room, which looked like Currier and Ives, was the perfect Christmas dining room or holiday dining room. Who would be as homey as that?
Well, first, I would say one of the most important criteria is you have to be able to have a conversation.
Okay.
And a lot of the restaurants we're going to recommend today, particularly the new ones, are not like that. But I think that's one of the most important criteria. And the first thing that came to mind with me was the Refectory.
Yeah.
And the Guild House. Which is, it's still a little louder than some, but it's easily
and they'll turn
the
it down
quietest
if you ask
restaurant
them. Yeah.
Cameron's.
Of the Cameron Mitchell.
The Bistro.
Yeah.
Is, even though they kind of pack them in there, it's cozy and the acoustics
that's
are
that's what
good.
You need. You need something that's intimate and cozy.
Giuseppe's is nice.
What about you, Steve, as far as what you think of when you think of a...
Well, warm... If particularly a fireplace.
Yeah.
I think one of the Hyde Parks has a gas. In fact, quite a few restaurants have a gas fireplace. Mm-hmm. On the other hand,
Wendy's does now.
Even though it may be a little more noisy and a little bit more tight, I think that Bazzi Italia would be appealing.
Yeah. I love that.
You just feel wonderful because...
The colder it is outside, the more
so
I love
nice.
It on the inside.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And Johnny Dornbach will come out and say hi to you, and it's just
well, and it's if anything, if nothing else, it is cozy. It's cozy, at least the interior.
Yes. Yeah. And so those are the things I would look for. But
and of course, great food that goes without saying.
And so all the ones on our list for today have great food, and I talked about maybe some new places that might be fun for people if they wanted. Some people want to go out who don't go out much might want to try the latest, coolest restaurant. And at least from Rich and I for this year, there are six that actually some of them opened late last year that are sort of our new and notables for this year. And there are many more, which we'll talk about next month. But Ambrose and Eve would be one on South High Street.
That's a nice cozy place.
And it made it, it has a little faux fireplace, and it made it in the Columbus Monthly Top 10 in its first year. And I thought that was fairly remarkable. Commune, the vegetarian restaurant down on South Parsons. What do you think?
It's also a little cozy. I know when we took a bunch of guys there for the retired old men eating out.
Romeo.
we had probably 16 guys, most of them paleo types, and they loved it. And so don't be afraid of going to a vegetable
nice
forward place. Aquaria. Which is on King near Neal.
That's right.
Yeah.
That looks like a cozy place.
They've done a good job of it.
And they have been getting great notices. That's the former chef and sous chef from Barcelona. And then Seesaw, the James Beard Award-winning chef, Jonathan Sawyer from Cleveland's Greenhouse Tavern, has a – and it's very lively.
Yep.
It's not quiet, but it is new and trendy. And we bring the age demographic up by a couple of decades, if you
not
know what
all.
I mean.
Get the chicken.
Yeah. It's a great fry. It's a boneless. They bone out the chicken. It's a half a chicken, and they fry it. It's just like really good. And then they have a lot of wood-fired items.
The Old Spot, which I thought they had a meat pie of some kind there. It was sort of a British countryside.
It's Rick Lopez who owns La Tavola and Lupo, which is my sort of go-to when we don't have anything else to do and we want a quick and lovely bite in a wonderful spot. We go to Lupo on Arlington Avenue. It's Spanish tapas.
Yeah.
You only need to order two and a bottle of wine, and it's a great dinner.
I get the lamb meatball. That's almost enough.
And okay. you reviewed one of the most pretty restaurants in Columbus.
Yeah, and the three of us recently attended, and it's doing well even a month and a half or 2 months out. So plated,
mm-hmm.
S-O-W plated. It's vegetable-focused, I guess, mm-hmm. I think the way you described it.
It's in the Lane Avenue Shopping Center.
Right smack dab in the middle, mm-hmm. and it's spa-like in its interior. It feels fresh and clean,
yeah.
And it's
in a warm way. Again, it's not in a disinfected
sterile,
way.
But,
sterile is probably the better word. It's a warm feeling in the front room, and then that beautiful big dining room in the back with the bar is nice. And then I can't wait to check out the
patio
because that's a big, beautiful patio too.
And they're continuing to improve it as they go along.
Yeah, food was excellent.
Get the pad thai.
Those are the newbies.
Pad thai.
And then people always ask us, where do you go when you're on your own? Well, it's not on our own dime because everywhere we go is on our own dime.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing restaurant reviews. But we made a list of what we think are our sort of favorite restaurants. I'm sure it can't be complete or perfect, and I'm loath to make a favorites list. But so this is sort of where we go when we are on our own. Rich?
You know, we talked about a couple of these already as being cozy. Bazzi Italia, I think. And David Tetzloff's G. Michael's is...
Oh, that's cozy.
Yeah, is mm-hmm. always... Yep, it is. Get there early. Go sometime for the happy hour.
And one of the best values in Columbus, if not in America, is the Refectory, which is also a good place to eat. People think it's fancy schmancy, but it's not. People show up in jeans and stuff like that, much to my dismay.
Well, they have the bistro too,
and the bistro menu in mm-hmm. the lounge.
Talk about fireplace!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They've got a fireplace,
real one,
$29.95, even in 2019. Three courses. You have a choice of each course. All well prepared food at one of Columbus's top restaurants, and so that
a genuine. French chef from mm-hmm. Lyon, France.
Monsieur Blondin
has been cooking there for probably 20 years now. It does an excellent job.
Oh, yeah. and, of course, Veritas is sort of the number one, pardon me, restaurant in Columbus, Columbus Monthly, again this year. And it is, they have a spectacular bar.
The bar upstairs in the old bank lobby has been redone and is opulent. It's fun just to go and hang
huge.
Out and sip a cocktail for about an hour and a half. It's really it's really really lovely.
And midway through the year, they went to all of fixed price menus, and now they're back because we can't always eat a 5 or 6 course dinner. So you can order individual small plates, which are remarkable. Beautiful and very, very creative, using a lot of molecular gastronomy. So it deserves, in many ways, the number one in Columbus rating.
And I'm glad they did that because it's a commitment to go have a five-course meal. And if you're saying, well, should we go? And
People are eating differently nowadays, too. We don't have to go out and have the huge. I don't need it.
Yeah.
We've eaten these long lunches, Le Grand Vafour in Paris and the French Laundry in Napa, and we
usually
loved
do
it.
That because it's less expensive than dinner.
but I just can't do it anymore, and it's not as much fun as it used to be. And sometimes our motto is eat through the pain when we do these things. But it was good.
Yeah,
and then there are a bunch more.
the the distilleries are doing a great job, yeah, is what I'm trying to get out here. The Watershed Kitchen, I think, mm-hmm, is really good. Speaking of small plates, get the small plate of chicken, which is a leg and a thigh. And
their idea of small.
Yeah, it's plenty.
right.
The Guild House. Mm-hmm.
But you didn't mention the service bar at Middle West.
Yeah.
You know, the New York Times did an article. They've had three or four articles. We were teasing Sam Sifton the last time we talked to him. And
I think we teased him a little this year, too, the editor for New York Times, food editor, and that they have a thing for Columbus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, and
we may even get him here for a tailgate.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we insulted him because I assumed he didn't know how to make rotel, and he said, "Oh yeah, I do." And he had a special.
Well, let's put that in our cooking part of this segment. Everybody needs rotel, but
but before we get away from distilleries or breweries, Rock Mill,
absolutely. Yeah. Rock Mill Tavern. They have a new chef, but things are still just as great as they used to be. We mentioned Lupo, the Guild House, Giuseppe's, and our little neighborhood joint is Nicola's, Reed Road south of Henderson.
Okay.
About a mile from our house. And first of all, they have a great happy hour from 4 to 6. And Speranza, the wife, is always there, and Nicola will come out of the kitchen. And if you feel like chicken liver pate, he'll make you some. It's just a real warm and friendly scene. I see Cameron Mitchell in there all the time. Mm. So it's just it is a really, really good place. And you can speak in there. So I would give that a bump up the list because it meets all the criteria. Now,
for the festive holiday dining.
Yeah. And Giuseppe's in my neighborhood, or was my neighborhood before we moved further east.
Bexley, yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned that, Stephen. It really, that's a neighborhood place.
I mean, love it. I find it very festive, though, and warm and friendly. And
the wife is there. Yeah. He comes out.
Sometimes, you know, it just seems like I can always get a table, too, even though it looks packed.
Yeah.
It's
exactly.
There's a lot, there's
I'll
movement. It's people, you know.
They've got the ante room in there, too. What are you?
I didn't know about
that.
And
what about yours? Where are you going?
I'm sad about
Worthington
Inn, because that's in my neck of the woods, and I loved going to the bar there, the lounge, or whatever you call it. And, beautiful bar,
yeah.
And it was wonderful, and of course the food was always great. Again, in Worthington, there's the Whitney House, which just keeps getting better and better, in my opinion.
Particularly the sweet roll, the caramel roll. Phenomenal.
Yeah,
you got to split it. It's too big.
I haven't gotten the sweet roll, but I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah,
did I miss a sweet roll?
And that's a warm and festive place, mm-hmm, with those nice big paned windows in the front, overlooking High Street, mm-hmm, at Christmas time.
And Worthington in general looks Christmassy.
Yeah, it's lit up like a Christmas tree right now. That's kind of it. You know, I don't get out as much as you do. I don't have a Romeo group and. That kind of a thing, but
you're welcome to come and be a guest
speaker. Yeah, I could be a guest speaker, guest eater.
Give these guys
Bozzi,
some class.
You know, Bozzi is always a go-to for me. Bozzi
and lest we forget Lindy's. I mean, forget the old classic or Lindy's Spaggio, mm-hmm, even though Hubert is gone.
Have you been there
still
since?
Around.
Yeah. He's still around in a management walk-around sense.
I told him to put him there with a cocktail. He could just keep everybody happy.
And he loved to do that.
And Helga's still there, the top, mm-hmm, in your neighborhood, even now.
The top, that's another place you can always find a table when it seems it's incredibly
seems it's packed,
packed,
but they can get you in.
Yeah.
I like that feeling of
and when
tucking in.
I think it's on Tuesdays and Thursdays or something like that Sonia Modes plays the piano and guys get up and sing Sinatra.
Are you
tunes.
Sure it's not one of those piano machines and they've got her propped up at the bar?
That's pretty
she
cool.
She is still going and probably, I won't mention an age, but she's been at it a long time.
Mm. Better with age.
A Barcelona?
Mm-hmm.
And lest we forget,
lovely cocktail,
consistent
beautiful
top
bar.
10 and number 2, Wolf's Ridge Brewing.
Oh, yeah.
It was number 1 last year, and it's number 2 this year. It's been flip-flopping with Veritas. Always can get a good meal, and it's a casual atmosphere.
Yeah. It's casual, but it's nice. I mean, it's festive, and we had a big celebration there last year around this time of year, so we loved it. I mean, it's earthy and obviously great drinks. And the food is fabulous. So.
And it keeps doing so well, even though you can't find parking easily. And that's a good comment for the quality of the restaurant. People
exactly.
really want to go.
Well, there's that big parking lot right across the street, though.
Yeah, I'd hate to pay for parking, though.
Oh, God.
He does. He'll drive for hours.
Okay.
Well, I park downtown at Seesaw with the
cheap.
App.
Cheap.
And it cost me $9 at a meter
wow.
for 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm cross about it, you know.
Yes, that's
I'm not
a lot.
Quite as thrifty as Rich, but
yeah.
have you done Park Columbus? The you know you,
I tried to do it.
Is that different than the Short North app?
Yeah, it's the Short North app.
No, that's what we had to do yeah. to park on, near.
Once you finally get in, the 8 steps to get into it. It's
exactly,
easy.
That's what I haven't been yeah. able to do, but yeah. But I will one of these days. Yeah. We are talking, believe it or not about parking. We're talking about food today. It's kind of our annual holiday dining out, dining in, and giving dining and food gifts for the tis the season of gift giving. If you have a question or comment, have you your own idea about a great place to celebrate the holidays that we haven't mentioned yet? And what about an idea for gift giving with a food theme? Coming up, we're going to hear from the president and founder of C. Kruger's Finest Baked Goods. She also was the founder, CEO, and former CEO and former president of Cheryl's Cookies, Cheryl Kruger. So stay with us. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.
Support for the All Sides with Ann Fisher podcast comes from Wolf's Ridge Brewing, a family-owned downtown Columbus restaurant, taproom, and brewery, showcasing seasonal menus and more. Stop by to enjoy one of more than 20 Wolf's Ridge beers on tap.
Welcome back to All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City. I'm your host, Ann Fisher, along with my co-hosts and WOSU restaurant food bloggers, Rich Terapak Sr. and Steve Stover, talking about holiday food and spirits today. And the gift of festive food always is welcome. And our next guest has built a hugely successful business around that idea. Cheryl Kruger is president and founder of C. Kruger's Finest Baked Goods. She's also founder and former president and CEO of Cheryl & Company. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be there.
I think of your business when it comes to gift giving. I've received many Cheryl's cookies over the years as gifts, and C. Kruger's is along the same lines, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different in that we try to come up with something that would be available for our customer. That'd be maybe a little different twist on things. But they're both cookies. They're both good products, so...
Yeah, well, thank you for continuing. I want to find someplace, and I don't know if I've found it yet. I think the closest I've come is a Greek carryout. It's a Viennese cookie called the crescent cookie.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly walnut based and enrolled in sugar. Can I find that at your place?
No, but I'd like to try it myself. I've never tried a cookie like that.
Yeah,
is it rolled in like a ball, or is it like a?
No, it's in a crescent. Like, that's the reason it's
it's in a crescent. Okay.
Yeah, and they're not large, but you can't stop eating them. And the original recipe is in the original New York Times cookbook. Craig Claiborne.
Well, I understand you're moving your Short North store. Today.
Yeah, we are. We're moving from the Brickle, which is down by Tashi's, over to Heights. We're right around the corner from the Hubbard Grill.
Yeah, okay.
We should be opening hopefully on Tuesday. It just depends if we get our health permit. But either Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. So it's coming up.
And plenty of time of getting things for Christmas. That's good.
Over the years, Cheryl, what have you learned about what people like in a food gift? What do they want it to look like? How do you figure that?
That's a great question because, it depends on what the purpose of it is. There's kind of like, we kind of break our buyers into two categories. One would be the consumer. One would be business to business. So the business gifts, you have to be careful not to mention any type of particular religious, be it Happy Hanukkah or Merry Christmas, and we just say Happy Holidays.
Uh-huh.
that's the first big rule, is you can lose an order just if you don't have the right holiday designation. So it doesn't offend anybody. Then after that, along with the design of the packaging, the artwork of the packaging, it could be nature, but is always a good safe bet, or geometrics and silvers and golds and so on for corporations. Versus consumers, you can do things that are Christmas and more Christmassy, that are, you know, if you want to have Santa Claus on a package, that's fine, versus most corporations wouldn't buy that. So really, it's kind of keeping holidays versus, you know, versus more generic salutations, be it happy holidays or... And we've been designing out gifts. A lot of people get so crushed at Christmas time that they can't get their gifts done before Christmas. So we have started quite a big business now on for New Year's. Happy New Year's, or wishing you a prosperous New Year. So it goes into the first, usually
great idea,
the first 15 days of January, so that you can appreciate the customer's business, but and not feel like you've missed a deadline.
Right. Right.
But if you're stressed, Cheryl, you can always go into the store and go to the milk bar. Can you tell the folks about that? I find it very relaxing to wolf down a couple of cookies with a glass of milk.
Yeah, it's actually the milk bar. We just opened a store up in New Albany. We had a ribbon cutting yesterday. We opened up last week, and kind of a soft opening. And the milk bar has been, two areas have been a big hit. The milk bar is one of them. And we basically just thought it was, actually it was my son's idea. He said, Mom, he said, why don't you do a milk bar? And I said, that's a great idea. So we did it at our store in Brickell. We had problems with hooking it up because you have to keep the lines really cold at all times so that the milk doesn't get spoiled.
Right.
Yeah. So we do a 2% milk as well as the skim milk, but we do also eggnog and cider this time of year.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
so
great.
That's always really popular. And and that's, we do one, small cups for kids and bigger cups for grown-ups. So that's been a really big fun category for us. And the other thing we've done, and where this is really kind of, we're the only store in America that has right now, a company that has it. We after the Blue Jackets last year would win their big kind of postseason championship, their championship round.
Yeah,
they kept winning. They would come in our store afterwards. They would always get a chocolate cookie. They want that, they like the triple chocolate with white chocolate and regular chocolate and a chocolate batter. And they'd say, put as much icing on as you can get on it. We said, okay. So they burn 10,000 calories a game, so they can afford to do that.
Right.
Well, in the meantime, what happened is, what they did is we had a machine made, kind of like a Dairy Queen machine, but it squirts out icing. So you can put as much icing on your cookies as you want, put in a clamshell container, put icing, chocolate, or vanilla on. They can put all kinds of sprinkles on top, and we sell it by weight. And so far, the biggest one so far has been like $8.
That just makes my teeth hurt because I really like the icing and I know I would eat too much of it. Do people buy the cookies plain and for decorating?
Gingerbread, for instance, or something.
Yeah, we could sell the dough and then they could shape the dough if they like that.
That's right.
And the frosting. And then, or if not, then they can just bake the cookies all plain. We don't sell the shapes right now. We just sell the bulk dough.
Okay.
And then they can roll it out.
Don't you also have at least in the Brickell store, you had a place where kids could come in and have birthday parties and decorate cookies.
Yep, we were doing that same as it.
I can imagine my 2-year-old grandson.
Yeah. The store on High Street may be a little bit tight for us, but the store we have in New Albany, we're going to do that right on the first year. We're going to do birthday parties and games for kids and pizzas and little aprons. They can color their apron. They can also take and bake, they can make their own cookies. Play cookie games. I've been working on cookie bingo right now. It's a lot of fun. It should be fun for them.
Well, wow. Cheryl Krueger, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate that, too. Thank you.
That's Cheryl Krueger. She's president and founder of C. Krueger's Finest Baked Goods and founder and former CEO and president of Cheryl's Cookies. Thanks again, Cheryl. We're going to continue our conversation about what to eat, where to go, what to give for the holidays. If you have a question or comment, want to join the conversation, 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Welcome back to All Sides. It's our All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City. We're talking about holiday gifts, holiday food, holiday dining out.
And spirits.
Making spirits bright. It's All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City, and I'm with my co-hosts and WSU food bloggers, Rich Terapak Sr. and Steve Stover. You can see all of their reviews going back, well, I don't know, like 150 years or something like that.
At least 3 decades.
At WOSU.org/chefs. So check that out. And if we're also going to be talking about holiday cooking a little bit later on, and you can check out the recipes later on today. Those will be in the Chefs in the City blog. So, you know, take it away. So, all right, we were talking to Cheryl Kruger about, you know, gifts
food
and,
gifts.
You know, what she's learned through her many years and many successful years in the food gift business. But what other kinds of foods make good gifts?
Call
Steve Stover.
Well.
Go ahead, Steve.
I didn't get this figure for nothing. there are so many local places, I think, that are really special and world class even. And the first two that come to mind are Pistacia Vera, the spectacular dessert boutique on South 3rd.
And the North Market.
And the North Market. You can also stop by for a croissant or take home it's a great hostess gift. And what we're going to do for one of our holiday breakfasts this year is buy a whole quiche. They're expensive, but they're just fabulous.
That's a big, rich. They serve them at lunch. It's terrific.
Yeah, I've had that. I've had it there before. I haven't thought about giving it as a gift, but what a lovely gift to bring. It's something someone could make up in the next morning, that kind of a thing.
Christmas
great
breakfast.
Great idea.
Yeah. And Thurn's is the 135 years old little sausage maker down on Greenlawn Avenue. They've had a rough time because of all the construction around it, but you can get there now. They do cottage hams, smoked. We sometimes give those little tiny hams, smoked turkeys, smoked trout, smoked salmon, hot smoked salmon, sausages, and they're only open Thursday through Saturday. But that would be that's a great
bring
gift.
Cash.
Bring cash. Good to know.
Moving on, Mom Wilson's up as a similar thing up on 23.
We've all seen that.
Sue and Denny are in there once in a while.
And it's open now.
it's the season. Before we move on, I wanted to mention My Old World Bakery on Demarest Road in the West Side. Terry Moore is the owner and the chief baker there, and she has been on my annual holiday cookie show. This is the third year. She does something like 35 varieties of old world cookies, including the crescent cookies that you were talking about
earlier.
That was
great to find out about. I'm going to head right there.
I wanted to jump in, but we were talking to Cheryl Kruger, and I thought,
good idea.
So, Mom Wilson's, you always see it, but most of the time when I'm driving north, it's in the summer and it's closed.
It's October or whatever.
October. Cream of nuts.
That's
what we actually do give that. We can mail order. They're wonderful. My personal favorite is the salt and pepper cashews.
Ooh, that sounds good. Oh.
Well, maybe Santa will bring you some.
City
and
barbecue.
Buckeye popcorn.
City barbecue.
All the smoked
meats
you need.
And at the North Market, it's a cornucopia of ideas. You've got barrel and bottle. You can cruise to Pistacia Vera. Jenny's ice cream.
Well, as a matter of fact, I wanted to mention Jenny's because they have got such great holiday flavors, and it's homegrown.
Yes.
Darkest chocolate pint, pumpkin cake roll pint, white chocolate peppermint, sweet potato with torched marshmallows. I mean, it's great. Boozy eggnog.
Some of the best. One of the best gifts I got last year was a gift card.
Just get a gift card.
Well, you can also mail a 4-pint gift box. 4-pint.
Yes.
It's one of her signature items. And
I always worry about that. Does it stay?
I guess.
I'm sure they ship it with dry ice. And
you know,
I know they know what they're doing.
All this is local. I mean, City Barbecues now has 47 stores, and they're all over the place.
And they're all over here, and we take Jenny's and City Barbecue for granted.
Absolutely.
But
Absolutely.
But Jenny's, you ship them to places where they don't have them, or where, you know, in Chicago even, where they're waiting in line for an hour to get Jenny's. Ship somebody, you know, 6 pints or 4 pints. What a treat.
Yeah, that'd be great. And the intensity of the flavors in those ice cream.
And speaking of local restaurants, there's still Dine Originals. Remember, they have the Taste of Columbus every year in May.
And those are gift certificate opportunities as well.
Mm-hmm. There's we got a $100 gift certificate and got a 50 one for free, but they aren't doing that this year. They're doing each
did
store
you give
has
the $100 or did you keep the $100 and give the 50?
Right. We gave the 100 and kept the 50. We could have given them both, but
I thought it was 50 when I opened it.
But it's dineoriginals.com, dineoriginalscolumbus, I believe, .com. That's my typo. And each restaurant has its own discount. And you can get lots of them on there. It's really a convenient and much appreciated gift. Now, that's something, you know, you can get for all the nieces and nephews, and you don't have to leave your house.
Right. Print them off the computer.
I'm glad you included Penzi's Spices. It's on Kenny Road. There used to be one right in Upper Arlington off Lane, but that's not there anymore.
This is the one on Kenny.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Right south of Old Henderson.
It's big.
The round building.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
it's an old Bank One.
If I go in there, I go crazy. Yeah. I bought a pound of telecherry peppercorns the other day, a whole pound, because we really go through them. And spices.
And they put together those packages
that
are so nice. They'll put together 3 or 4 items that go with barbecue or go with smoked items. And so they make great little easy-to-distribute kind of packages.
We do that. That's one of our favorites. Or give them we'll give them a pepper grinder and some pepper. And you can also do online, Penzi's.com. So that, I think, is one of our best.
A really nice gift I received 1 year from a friend was from Penzi's, and it was their cocoa that you can use to make hot cocoa with.
Yeah.
And it was fabulous. You know, you add the sugar, and it's the best, you know, I've ever had.
Our granddaughters expect that when they come to
us. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
What about cookbooks, Rich?
Yeah, you know, another very easy thing to do, and you can order them on Amazon and have them delivered the next day, so you don't have to get out much. There are a couple of really good ones in the last year, and one of them is the one by Samin Nosrat,
right?
That is really kind of a dissertation on flavoring, and it's she was in town recently and really pulled in a crowd on her cookbook, which is fat, salt,
heat
and acid.
In some order.
In some order. I couldn't roll up fast enough. There's also a Netflix show that she did that features each of those for an hour, and she's delightful. She has some really good recipes. Sam Sifton, who was on the show with us a few weeks ago, from the New York Times, has mentioned her in his recent articles and a couple of the recipes.
And the book is reads really well. The first half of it or third of it is more her thoughts on food. But then there are also some new recipes, too, that we're going to do in a cooking class. One of them, which is farro, the ancient grain.
Mm-hmm.
But if you cook it right, it's got a nice chew and it tastes like pasta. Treated like e pepe. You make a paste of the pasta water and lots of pepper, pecorino, and cracked pepper, and you put the farro in there, and it sort of tastes like, it almost tastes like fettuccine Alfredo.
Huh. Yeah.
And we can't forget our friend Betty Rossbottom.
Yes.
And her cookbook. So, you know,
she has 16 of them.
Always 16. Great. Yeah. Also, Kira Mangini, another local.
Our local.
And her Vegetable Butcher cookbook, which is beautiful, easy to read, easy to understand, edifying for any level of cook, I think.
Oh, and Michael Roman, who was on our show this year.
Michael Roman.
So there are lots of those, and they're appreciated. Not everybody goes to Epicurious all the time.
No. Michael Roman, if you're looking for something, maybe for a Hanukkah gift or something, there's the Schmaltz book that Michael Roman did that I still love and use.
I got to use all that chicken fat I got in the freezer.
I've got a whole bunch of chicken to render, chicken fat to render. I just keep freezing it.
And
but
his,
it's worth it, though.
Chèvre Mousse. And another one is Ina Garten. Those are really useful cookbooks. All the other ones, though, we've talked about today have Columbus connections.
Yeah.
And I'll put this list of gifts on the website.
Okay.
Too.
All right. cookware. Yeah, there's the North Market cookware still?
Yep.
Okay.
I think so.
And Crate and Barrel, of course, Williams Sonoma, always nice.
Sur La Table.
Bed Bath & Beyond, you know, your standbys. Oh, well, how the middle of the aisle in a Kroger, you know, they have crock pots and all kinds of stuff right now.
Yeah, they do. They have Instapots.
But if you know Instapots, I have been using an Instapot with my son recently.
How's it going?
He bought one, and, you know, it's actually turned out really well. I mean, it is impressive that but you still have to cut things up and put them in. It's not like you're not cooking. But it gets done quickly, and it's very tender. The chicken is very tender.
I think our son and daughter-in-law have asked for one. Santa maybe. I don't know.
There's
if
a lot of good deals
enough.
On them right now.
Yeah, very good deals. Well, they were so popular last year. Mm-hmm. I think everybody stocked up. And I think one of the things that La Crusade is just a great porcelain.
Yes, pan.
And I got to tell you a secret. I saw at Sam's Club a knockoff on La Crusade, one of the big.
Martha Stewart doesn't knock off. I mean,
It was $39 instead of $300. So.
But does it have the same coating on the?
Yeah. It appears to. It's porcelain cookware.
Every year they find, when I read all the cookware blogs, but they find some that are under $100 that are basically ceramic covered cast iron. Mm-hmm. And speaking of cast iron. A very inexpensive gift is a pre-seasoned cast iron skillet because that is one of the most essential ingredients most essential equipment you could possibly have in a kitchen.
Agreed. Now, when you guys collect your La Crusette, do you get it all in the same color or do you like all the different kinds of colors?
Well, we've had it since, it's been 45 years of marriage.
Yeah, we have too.
The same set or did you?
Some of the same stuff.
Because I have to collect mine. I never got that.
I made the mistake of using metal, to stir things and scratched up the bottom.
Okay.
Steve's going to get me on this one.
He's a cooking teacher. People, go on.
if it's really bad and you call up and you sort of whine and cry, you can pick up a form and mail in your old pot, and they'll mail you a new one.
Wow.
Yeah, but you have to go to the La Crusade store to get those forms.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they did it, and they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No,
good to know.
I couldn't get the dark blue.
I don't use metal on my La Crusade,
too soon old, too late schmuck. Well,
let's see. Caroline in Delaware, you're on the air. Hi, Caroline.
Good.
Hello, Caroline. We don't have Caroline. Okay.
Cooking classes.
Yes. I was going to mention that earlier when you mentioned Steve Stover and Rich Terapak here in the flesh also teach cooking at Franklin Park Conservatory.
And there are
what
many
are
other.
Like?
Well, we have usually 30 people in a class, and they are demonstration only. We learned our lesson about hands-on classes. I don't want anybody messing with my food.
And when cranking out the pasta dough, that was pretty.
We do menu classes. We do 4 a year at Franklin Park Conservatory. But there are many other wonderful cooking classes at cookware stores and the Seasoned Farmhouse.
Williams
we
used
to teach there.
Yeah.
And that's a nice little gift. And
Sur La Table still has the cooking classes, I believe.
Yeah.
We taught there for a while.
And Columbus Food Adventures. And also Columbus Brew Adventures.
Right.
We make a nice beer or food-related tour. And
those are great. They're focused on different kinds of cuisine or neighborhoods.
Areas.
The Grandview one is particularly good, I think.
And don't forget spirits. Do we have time for spirits?
Yeah,
or
we have
do you
time
want to get
spirits,
into cooking?
Yeah.
Wine gifts are always popular. Places like that, well, you can really get good wine advice. Twisted Vine, Spazio Cellars, Gentiles, all of those in my hood. Hausfrau Haven in German Village, Barrel and Bottle at the North Market, Grain and Grape
Grain
in Rich's area.
House Wine.
In Ann's area. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
House
the
wine
new
Worthington.
Refectory Wine Shop, which is a nice thing. And then Ohio Wines. We're just talking to Christy Eckstein, who we've known for years and years. By the way, her kids are 14 and 11. Mm-hmm. But she lists a whole bunch of wonderful. It's findohiowines.com. And there are wineries around here. And even Grant, Giant Eagle, celebrate local in the State House Museum gift shop.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
Carry Ohio wines. And that's something special and local, again, for you.
There is actually a new, sold by the Ohio State University Alumni Association, there's a new wine being distributed under the label Oval.
And it was of course it is. Is it the Oval?
The Oval. And they have a package of four. I think it's a Cabernet, a Zinfandel, and a couple of whites.
Might make a nice gift for me, Rich.
You know, I was just thinking about if you know somebody who's new to town, maybe somebody just moved here, moved to Ohio, what a lovely gift idea to put together a bunch of Ohio-made products, that kind of a thing. Let's see, Caroline in Delaware, are you there?
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Caroline, go ahead.
Okay, I'm not giving up on Sister's Fruitcakes in Dublin.
Okay.
They've opened for years, big 6-foot nutcrackers outside. So I'm still looking for someone who knows where to buy their fruitcakes.
Well, they closed.
You know, the home, you can find this online, the home of fruitcakes in the nation is Corsicana, Texas. And you, if you can, I try to spell Corsicana, but I probably mess it up. And they ship all over the country. There's a scandal going on right now about Corsicana fruitcakes because the former CEO embezzled a bunch of money. Who would think that you could get $18 million out of a fruitcake company? But they're surviving, and the movie is coming out about it, and Will Ferrell will play the bad guys.
That's hilarious. Corsicana Fruitcake, it's spelled Corsicana Fruitcake, and they do look fabulous. But Sister's Bakery closed. I don't think you can buy it anywhere. It's over and done with. So
We'll scout around, and if
Try
you find any fruitcake.
You know, lately, I think the last couple of years, and you've seen them at Kroger's and everything, the Panettone.
Yeah.
Which is a good substitute. Is that, you know, obviously it's a different cake than a fruitcake, but it is seasonal and it's holiday-like.
Fruit in it. Yeah. And
but if you're a real fruitcake,
you won't go for it.
Crazy person about fruitcake, then
I could only do it if it was covered with whipped cream and a little fudge sauce myself.
I think I can imagine thinking back to my dad's fruitcakes and thinking when I was a kid who wants to eat green cherries, and now I'm thinking, I could probably eat a green cherry. So I don't know,
because we can.
I wanted to talk about holiday cooking and entertaining. Plan ahead, cook ahead is your,
mantra, really.
Enduring recommendation.
Make a list and check it twice.
Keep it simple and start ahead. Kiss.
And also, it's okay to forage, as we call it. We still have men foraging for berries and roots. No, I mean,
in other words, going out and buying part of the meal pre-made, prepared. Nothing wrong with
a lot
that.
Of the stores
sausages,
have
the cheeses,
good.
All of those.
You can get your sausages from Thurn's and your nuts from Crema and your dessert from Pistacia Vera, and you'd have pretty damn good meal. And also, ham is a big deal at Christmas. Yeah. We have a lot of ideas for ham. City Barbecue has hams.
Mm-hmm.
Thurn's has hams. Honey Baked.
Okay, I've got a giant ham that's thawing because we've had it in the freezer. And
it'll be fine.
I just want to use it. Yeah, and it's thawing now. Mm-hmm. And I've never made a ham from scratch like that.
It's not like pre-cooked ham?
No.
Wow.
Any tips, cooking teachers?
I think I've only done it once, and it was about 10 years ago, and I thought, I'll go back to
why not go to the spiral honey bakes?
I thought we roasted it.
Yeah, I think
But Al Thurn poaches the cottage hams. I think you roast it.
Okay.
How about Mark Bittman's How to Cook Everything?
Okay, I've got that.
And I've even got it on my iPad.
That's such a
because
great
it's
book.
A great book.
Yeah,
and,
okay, I'll check
Mark
Bittman's.
Yeah, we forgot to mention that.
That's a good idea.
Now, Rich's roast beef.
Yeah, tenderloin, by the way, which you can get pretty soon at Huffman's Market in Arlington for $9.99 a pound.
They get them at Carfagna's too for $9.99.
Yeah.
So look for that deal, folks.
Yeah, and it's well worth it. Ina Garten has a recipe that I've used for years. It's a slow roast. It's got lots of salt and pepper on the outside, some tarragon, some oil. You just oil it up, put it in the oven, and let it roll for
about 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
And we'll put the recipe up.
It comes out great every
day.
Yeah.
And the Make Ahead mashed potatoes are not Mary's. But I like, I'm sorry, Christmas, I like au gratin potatoes with heavy cream and cheese.
Lots of cheese.
Mustard we put in it.
Oh, a little fennel in that as well. It's really
and we're going to put up a recipe for the roasted vegetables. That's so easy. They're colorful. They're beautiful.
They're seasonal.
And they're seasonal. You can roast anything, just about.
The root vegetables in particular are good this time of year. You know, do the parsnips and the turnips and the sweet potatoes and all that kind of
thing. Carrots.
And we're going to put up our heirloom apple cake. But hooray for the fun is the pudding done. Hooray for the
pudding.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Oh, but I was thinking of pecan pie. We made
I do walnut.
No, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. We're gonna do that.
You gotta check that out. I'm telling you.
Well, we've done it for years, but
have you put the recipe?
Just use walnuts instead of pecans.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We do that.
And put a little orange zest in it.
Yeah.
It kind of punches it up a little bit.
Crown roast of pork, Lego lamb would be nice for Christmas if you have plenty of time and you're gonna, and then for the
and the crown roast looks pretty.
Yes, it's very
festive.
You gotta
cut out those little. You know, things, booties to put
my
on.
My new go-to appetizer is a chevremousse, which is based on a recipe from Thomas Keller. But you just take a little hunk of chevre, put a little milk in, stir it up. There's really no recipe. And then you could add honey, you could add herbs, you could add, I sometimes just add pepper, and put it on crackers.
Or a toasted French loaf.
Yep.
Yeah. We have a fruitcake suggestion here from Devin. Devin, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, I stumbled across a really yummy fruitcake at the Swiss shop. I was just in there looking for a cookie, and they had samples, and it's delicious.
Where's the Swiss shop?
Where is it?
They're up on Polaris Parkway, just east of 71.
Okay. Just east of 71. Okay, gotcha. So, yeah, that place has gotten built up over there, hasn't it?
Is it near there's a Carfagna's up there. Is it in that same?
Yeah, it's in the opposite the driveway in that same little strip mall area, but they've been open for years making wedding cakes and things, but man, their baker did this fruitcake that was, and I'm not a huge fruitcake fan, this thing is really good.
All right, good to know. Thank
was
you
it
so
moist
much.
Enough? That I like them when you can eat them a little bit more.
Fruitcake gets a bad rap for being like brick, but it's moist and yummy.
Yeah, so.
It looks like Devin's left us. Let's see, Mary in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Mary.
Just a quick word. Send a bread or a holiday bread or something to folks in your family who are going to be alone, can't travel perhaps this year or anymore. It'll make them feel so much a part of it.
Oh,
that's a great idea.
Great
Thank
idea.
You.
That's
Thank
a good
you
idea.
For that.
Thanks, Mary. Now, you say send holiday bread. What do you mean by that?
We lose her.
See, I lost her again. Yeah, everyone just keeps hanging up on me today. All right, so roasted vegetables, make ahead mashed potatoes. Rich's beef tenderloin recipe.
Some sausages maybe from Thurn's and some nuts from Crema and maybe
and
go to
cheese.
The Olive Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
cheese. But the Olive Bar at Giant Eagle, for example, has a whole, they have little peppers and olives and
Whole Foods
artichoke hearts.
Well.
Yeah.
There was something great that I got. It's a fig and something kind of a chutney type of thing. Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What you can do with them is get those little... you could do my crackers and that kind of a thing too, with a little bit of goat cheese, or
That's
do
great.
It in those little
pastry.
Puff pastry cups,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Those little teeny cups. I was going to do that over Thanksgiving, and
That's a great
I
idea.
Thought, oh, the pastry cups were all on sale, and I was so excited. Well, it turned out they were chocolate and graham cracker.
Oh no!
That's why they were on sale. Yeah. People, don't be fooled like I was. But,
we do,
but Pepperidge Farm has them,
and Pepperidge Farm, exactly. It's Pepperidge Farm, and they're perfectly good.
Yeah,
we do. Roasted figs with chèvre and balsamic and blue cheese and blue cheese.
Just
roast them.
Just open up the fig, cut it in half, and put that stuff on it.
That just sounds heavenly.
Yeah, it's great.
I had a ripe fig right off the fig tree this summer at my wonderful longtime guest Deborah Kanapke's house, and she just took it off the tree and brought it in and sliced it up for us, and it was
I've had that too.
What a luxury.
Yeah.
That feels luxurious. Well, you two, it's that time again. I have to say goodbye. Thanks you for joining us today, as
Thanks,
always.
Anne.
We'll
Thank
be
you.
Back next month with a talk about 2019 year in review and 2020 coming attractions, which we hope will include the long-awaited Bud Dairy, among other things.
Yeah. And
it looks like it's coming together now. There's news. So
articles about Jenny and national publications, a whole bunch of stuff we'll talk about.
Yep. Steve Stover and Rich Terapak Sr., WOSU food bloggers. You can see their reviews and their recipes at WOSU.org/chefs. I want to say goodbye, farewell, and good luck to my assistant producer, Kyle McKinnon. He departs for the West Coast after today. And we
California
wish him all,
dreaming.
California
yeah.
bound. We wish him all the luck in the world and hopes he stays in touch and keeps us posted on his bright future ahead.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your hard work over the years, Kyle McKinnon. He started with us as an intern and worked his way up the food chain. And we are very happy to have had him and wish him all the best. So thanks again, Kyle, for everything.
Thank you,
Kyle. He's looking through me through the window. He also runs our board for us when we're on the air. And everybody else, the All Sides interns, Atia Ture, Tatiana Woodall, and Bobby Gerberic, with video production by Rich Blue and Amber Blue. Alan DeCenzo is the composer of our theme music. Radio Operations Director Kevin Petrilla, Senior Broadcast Technician Eric French, and, of course, WOSU News and Public Affairs Director Mike Thompson. Check us out on Facebook and follow the show on Twitter at WOSU All Sides. You can follow me as well at Ann Fisher, WOSU. Thanks so much for listening today. Have a very happy holiday. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.